tell me about your book of short stories. Are those stories based on your own experiences as a Filipino? Are they a mirror of your life? What do you want to teach other Filipino children about your own life?
The book of short stories that I'm writing is called Iman y Soledad, Hands for Soledad. And the reason I said it has that title is that I realized that I think I have a hand fetish, actually. I've never said it except in one opening, one, maybe I refer to it in one story. And always the characters of my stories, somehow a description of their hands come out. And so the first story that I wrote was called Iman y Soledad, Hands for Soledad, Part 1, and it was Grandma's Hand. And Part 2 of that story is called Auntie Lucretia, who was the aunt that I lived with after my mom passed away. And in both, you know, their hands, the hands of my grandmother, very like soiled under her fingernails with dirt and from working in the garden, and time worn from working in this country to survive, yet, you know, very soft and naturally soft, beautiful skin. They represented the work that's involved in creating a life for all of us here. And so that's story number one. And my aunt's hands represented somebody who held me, took care of me after my mom's passing. So that first story is sort of symbolic of what the family laid in the foundation. The rest of the stories, yes, they do reflect my life. They are based on my own experiences in some way, although they are fictionalized accounts. It's not, they are not all about me, but observations and experiences growing up here. So there are other characters